how did you and your partner, Rick, first come to found BlogWorld?
Actually, I started getting active with online communities back in the mid-90s, learning from other business people, sharing my business knowledge, and got involved with enthusiast communities and publishing and online video years ago before we have modern platforms that we have now. But I was kind of just sharing it with a small group, but I always wanted to be a real publisher and create kind of a portal. And so I was trying to find out how I could learn about that, how I could really kind of control my own environment instead of posting content on somebody else's site and somebody else's community that I don't really control and own. So I was kind of, on a quest for knowledge. My partner, Rick, was a political blogger, and he started blogging just, out of passion for arguing about politics, because he loves that. And so he was learning about, people started contacting him. They were reading his blog and saying, hey, can you want to come on my radio show? Can you review my book? And he just started getting contacted by other journalists. And he thought, wow, I'm spending, hours a day. Maybe I could make some real money at this. Maybe this could become my job. I love doing it. And he was looking for the big trade show and conference to come learn about all the new media. And it didn't exist. Well, turns out Rick was a sales director at a big trade show production company and then worked producing large international trade shows for other organizations. And we actually met in the 90s. He was working for a company that produced the SEMA show in Las Vegas, the world's largest automotive aftermarket trade show. And my company was one of the agencies that helped market the trade shows that his company produced. And we met briefly, and then we got reunited by friends in 2006. And he asked around to see, hey, if there was a trade show where you could learn about blogging and podcasting and all the new media, what would you think of that? And they'd say, that we would love that. Where is that? How can we go to that? And all the response was positive, so he decided to make the show. And I talked to him a couple months after that, and it sounded like a great idea. And I was crazy enough to go along with it in 2006, and we started working and planning it. And we launched in 2007, and now we're in our fifth year. And we have attendees from 34 countries. We have over 300 speakers, over 150 educational conference sessions. We have over 100 exhibiting companies. This new media industry is actually now coming together as an industry, and here we are. We work day and night, year round, actually, and we have two shows. Here in Los Angeles, this is our Los Angeles launch after being in Las Vegas for 4 years, and we launched our East Coast event in New York in May.
How exciting is that? I hope that LA is going to remain your venue for the West Coast.
Well, this is our start here. This is a brand new thing for us being in LA. This is a media event. It's the new media industry. This is a media event. We're now in the two media capitals of the world, New York City and Los Angeles. One is a journalism capital of the world, and the other one is the entertainment media capital of the world. So great, easy access for everybody. We have plans to be here for a long time, and everybody's actually really excited. And you know what? In a down economy, when people can't afford so many plane flights and hotel rooms, maybe they wouldn't go to Vegas. I've heard a lot of people say, great, it's in town. I can just drive on over. So yeah, we don't have any plans to leave anytime soon.
That's excellent news. Before we look at what you have here, I wish you would take me back in time in your imagination. Tell me about what was happening for you in 2007 for that first blog world that you created. What do you remember best?
The thing that I remember best was actually kind of our closing keynote, our anchor keynote. Not too many people know about this, but Rick and I, in the months that we were planning the event, when we started in 2006 and we were planning the 2007 event launch, we were talking about who we would want to have as the keynoters. And for our anchor keynote, I threw out Mark Cuban, because he's got his great blog, Blog Maverick, and he's a prolific blogger and brilliant guy, and owns the Dallas Mavericks and HDNet and everything. Super smart business guy, too. And Rick said, oh, that would be crazy. We couldn't get him. And I said, well, I'm going to try to get him. And I contacted him, and he turned me down. And I just kind of somehow got involved with a conversation with him, like a private conversation through PMing on Facebook. And I'm kind of a fight fan, and he was involved with HDNet fights and getting involved with mixed martial arts, promotions that they broadcast on HDNet. And we just started having this conversation little by little over time. And then he showed up on Dances with the Stars. I don't know if you remember that. And he had his hip surgery, his hip joint replacement. And I asked him, how his hip was feeling in one of our messages. And I said, my whole family is rooting for him on Dances with the Stars, and all my friends are in San Diego. And he said, if you could help get the bloggers to vote for me and Kim, I might do your keynote. And I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. So we put up blog posts on our blog, on the Blog World blog, and asked our blogger friends to vote for Mark and Kim. And they did. And week after week, Mark and Kim were staying on. And I don't know if you remember I forgot the judge's name that has the heavy accent, but he said, You know, he was telling Mark, he goes, "You are like a matchstick, wooden down below and fire on top," you know, and it was just hilarious. And he kept staying on week after week. And I thought, oh no, you know, he's not going to be able to come to the event because he keeps staying on. But we followed through. We made good on our word. And we kept promoting it, saying, "Hey, remember to vote for Mark and Kim." And we put up their whatever the AT&T number was and, you know, a link and everything. And then finally, not through any efforts of ours, because we kept voting, they got voted off the week before our event. And we kept that anchor keynote slot open. And we hadn't promoted anybody for it. And I was having a heart attack, you know. And so the week before, you know, he got voted off. And he sends me a message and says, "Okay, I'm going to do it." And so we put out a press release, you know, the week before our event. And Mark Cuban came and showed up and gave an amazing keynote. And I was just sitting there watching him give a keynote at our first Blog World. And I just thought, this is like a dream. So that was my most memorable part of that first year.